This is the other thing that is a huge predictor of lowering crime is somebody having a good job. You know, the reentry side, the numbers flip. It's 80% chance of recidivism when a person doesn't have a good job, and it's 20% when they do. Think about that. And so having employers open to the idea of hiring and retaining people who have made a mistake and want a second chance, I think is so important. And I hope that employers out there will keep an open mind for those people because, you know, everybody makes mistakes. And a second chance or even a third chance, or it's part of who we are as Americans. And we can't afford as a community to be so unforgiving.
There does appear to be a change, at least in attitude, about that. What do you think caused it? What do you think triggered that?
Leadership. I think, you know, people talk, you know, somebody takes the first step and hires somebody and uses them, somebody who's made a mistake and is trying to turn their life around, and they have a good experience with it. Then they do another one, then somebody else sees it. So I think it's just a stubborn problem, but it's something that we can really change. I mean, look, you know, you hire somebody who is coming back into the community, they're going to have the more monitoring than any other employee you ever had. They're going to have a parole officer or probation officer. They're going to have a court looking over them, making sure they don't mess up. And so there's all the reason in the right circumstances to give these people a second shot. And that's why I think it gets better, because it just makes sense.